Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Mayoral candidate Mark Farrell says he'll bring cars back to Market Street if he gets the job. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, is this something voters want?
I got to tell you, Eric, it's an interesting one, because I was talking with his people about this call. I mean, you know, every mayoral candidate is talking about public safety. Every mayoral candidate is talking about how we need to bring businesses back to San Francisco, diversify the downtown, and on and on. And Mark Farrell stood up and said, oh, by the way, I really have this real simple idea. Let's reopen Market Street. And Eric, I got to tell you that it's one of those things that I haven't seen polling on it, but we're looking at what's happening on the street. And a lot of voters and businesses and such around City Hall, and even city officials and members of the Board of Supervisors, are wondering why Market Street is still closed, but nobody wants to raise the issue, in part out of fear of, you know, eliciting objections from the very powerful San Francisco bike and walk coalitions. But in 2019, the business boom was booming. Bikers were coming in from Noe Valley and all over the city to work in the downtown tech centers and Salesforce Tower. 2019, they closed the street in the first step in a major plan to renovate the whole area. Well, guess what? COVID hit, the money went away, the costs were too high, they didn't renovate the area, and we wound up now with a very empty street with empty storefronts and sort of a visual representation of what's wrong with San Francisco. And Farrell's the first one to say, hey, the emperor's got no clue. What if we do something about that?
Sure would make getting around a little easier.
Well, it wasn't all that easy, remember, getting around before, because it was packed. It was a very vibrant street, probably the most vibrant street in San Francisco. But like I said, bike ridership in the city has dropped from 11 million trips in 2019 to less than 5 million now, and a lot of those are recreational. But people still have the idea that, you know, because of climate change and because of trying to get cars off the streets and make it safe for pedestrians, they want to hold on to this. But the fact of the matter is, it's a lot of the business areas down there are saying, no, we need to get blood back in here, because what we're seeing, if you look down the street, you're just seeing the homeless. You're just seeing the empty streets, and it's a self-reinforcing thing. It's going to be very interesting to see if the mayor gets on this bandwagon pretty soon as well. But somebody's finally raised the issue. It'll be interesting to see where it goes, because like I said, it's intentions versus reality, and we'll see it. And maybe, Eric, even you can skateboard down it.
Oh, that'll be the day. I'll tell you what, take out a second mortgage and bet on seeing me do that and see which way it goes. All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.